My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
What's up, y'all?
What up, peeps?
What up? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter. I'm your host, Gabrielle, joined by my handsome husband and other host,
Chad.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome. If it's your first time, we appreciate you joining us. If you've been here many times before, then we appreciate you for coming back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Girl, time. We're about to drop an album with this voice. This voice of an angel.
Oh.
I mean, you got a little bit of work to do on your voice. We're going to get you some lessons, girl. We're going to get you some lessons, baby.
Yeah, we know that's not the case, okay?
But
so what's going on, you guys? When we are filming this, it is election day.
It is.
No idea how this is panning out. So when you're listening to this,
yes,
hopefully we will know who the next president will be.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, right now we don't know.
We do not know.
But I have my vote 2020 shirt on. I'm ready. We've already cast our vote.
So we have already cast our vote a week and a half, two weeks ago now.
So we ready.
Yeah, we ready. We ready to for election night.
Which is also Taco Tuesday night.
So we decided, that's why we decided to vlog today. So we're vlogging as well. If you don't watch us on Gay Babe TV, then you should probably go watch
us.
What
are you doing?
Go subscribe. Check us out. Subscribe to this channel if you're watching right now. Mm-hmm. Or
if you're listening and you didn't know you could watch us, come on over to YouTube.
That's what I'm saying.
At Let's Make Out Podcast, and you can watch us.
That's
what I'm
saying.
You can see our facial expressions.
All of them.
All of the things.
All of the things.
Yeah.
So.
What's been going on, Shouty?
Man, it's been... We're getting more unpacked.
We are.
The downstairs area.
The downstairs area has been done.
Yeah, it's done. And then we've got the upstairs area where the bedrooms are the kids' bedrooms are done. Mm-hmm. My office is very close to being done. And then we just got the bedroom in here.
Yeah, the master bedroom, master bathroom. Those are like the two major things that we have.
And the master bathroom's not like, it just has a couple boxes with
some boxes we need to,
you know, just through. To hang the decorative towels up again and the, you know, the few things that were in there, but that'll be pretty easy.
And then, oh, you guys, so this weekend we're actually going to start our basement declutter process. We have sourced the interwebs and have found help.
Yes.
So I am so excited about this.
Me too.
We hired an organizing company. It's like I think it'll be her and her assistant, and they're gonna come and spend 5 hours with us on Saturday purging the basement.
Yes.
I have never been so excited to purge. Like,
so
literally
excited.
The basement has been like this just weight of just mess. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much, but you don't even know like what is even down there anymore.
Yeah.
So to just get in
there. And it's a lot of stuff that we need to get rid of anyways.
Yeah.
So it's just about, it's kind of like when we talked about, if any of you do watch us, you know that one of our old friends and / assistant at the time, Essence, was like helping us declutter the house.
Yeah, and our old assistant, because she's not an old friend. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, our old assistant / friend, because she is a friend. No, we dumped her a long time ago.
Right. Our old friend. Yeah. No, she's still a friend.
Our current friend / old assistant. She helped us declutter the house, and it was just really good to have that. So we're excited to do the same thing down the basement now that it's not my office, because I'm using my office. I'm going to remind you guys every week that I'm using it, because
I stand corrected. I really didn't think you were going to be using that.
She'd be in there chilling.
I did not. And it's so cozy. I can come in there and just sit on the little futon and watch TV. You know,
I know it's nice.
You get any work done with the TV.
But I do, though. What I do. Decorations are coming. I have this dope picture. I'm excited.
It's nice.
It's gonna be nice. So it's just really nice to have that area where, and the kids know I'm gonna be in there. That's the cool thing. Like, Reagan came and spent like a few hours in there with me yesterday.
Just
sat on the couch with me, and sometimes come over and get in my chair and snuggle with me, and then go right back to the couch.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's just nice.
Perfect.
The kids know, you know, just that's my spot. You know.
So that's that's really was it. Like, I don't feel like anything else exciting has really happened.
We've been keeping busy, been getting some work done.
It's been, October was a very busy, like,
oh my goodness,
content heavy month for us.
So I feel like once we hit Sunday, all of a sudden it was like,
yeah, like breathe, we out, could breathe, we,
which is a blessing, so we're not complaining, we're so blessed.
But it was just, it was a lot. And then a lot of stuff, like when we were in the hotel, kind of got pushed. So it was just, yeah, October was just busy, 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 busy.
Yeah, very.
So November is steady. It's good.
It's going to be busy,
and
but
it's
not.
It's going to be busy, but hopefully not as busy.
No, I think that we were.
A watch dinging? Yeah, I got this new watch and the sound. I'm going to turn off the.
You do the,
is it this?
Yeah, there you go.
But then it doesn't vibrate or anything. It's weird. I got to figure out these settings because it doesn't, like when my phone rings, it doesn't vibrate. It doesn't show me calling. It's a struggle.
It's weird. But yeah. Anyway. But yeah, so it's, yeah, so I think it'll be a busy month, but it'll be more organized because we just were in our house. We're a bit more organized. You know, we can get our, you know, we can get the homie / photographer, you know, Cliff, come through and get our brand stuff for us. And so just, it's just going to be an easier process and more, organization.
Yeah, more streamlined.
Yeah, yeah. So, well.
So let's cue the music.
I think you definitely need to cue that music. Yes. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this?
Doesn't make any sense how sleepy I am right now. You're so sleepy. Literally.
Well, it's her morning to get up with Ray face.
I could fall asleep and take a nap right now.
I'm sleepy too because Reagan decided to. So tired. She sleeps most of the night in her room, but she still comes in. She's coming in earlier. She's waking up earlier, coming to our room.
Like 4 o'clock in the morning.
And
early.
And then it takes her a little bit to get back to sleep because you know she just is up, but so she kicks and punches and moves.
She
and
lays this way.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, you can't see me, but she lays horizontally while we're laying vertically. It's just too much.
So we're both tired.
Yeah.
But it was Gabrielle's morning to get up this morning, so she's a bit more tired than I am.
Yeah, I got up and then I took her and then I went to the gym.
I'm proud of you, Shawty. You said you were going
that
to.
That felt good. I did say I was going to go to the gym. I went when they first opened back up a few months ago. And I don't know, I just felt...
It was a little bit weird.
It was a little weird.
I went one time as well.
Really,
I went one time.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not ready yet. So I've been, you know, doing my workouts at home, you know, doing them at the hotel when we were at the hotel. And I'm just like over home workouts, over them. And I just feel like I needed to get back in the gym to help myself get more motivated. Like, I just feel like this past, like, couple months, I've just been out of sorts.
Well, like, I think at the same time too. I agree. I think it's been both of us have felt that way, but then also too is the basement is, you know, needs to be decluttered and
it's just
and cleaned out. So in it's this, you know, it's just this process of,
you know, when your space is cluttered, your mind.
Yeah, exactly. So and then October was a crazy busy month, like we said, which again, it's a blessing. But it threw us off. So we're excited to, we're excited for that. I'm glad that you went today.
Yeah.
I went last week one time, and it was nice. We both wear a mask when we go in there. We keep them on and, cause it doesn't really affect your workout. Your mask
no,
does
it
not
doesn't.
Affect your
I
workout.
I will say that it was a little, annoying on the, under the elliptical for
I'm
my
sure,
cardio.
Yeah.
That was quite
Well, we
annoying.
Can get you some like Under Armour and also New Balance has like ones that are meant for like running. And cardio.
Oh, good, good. Because I tried to wear the thinnest mask that I had.
Yeah.
So
and
that
is annoying.
You know, yeah. So it wouldn't be so bad. But I was just like, whew. You know, I had to take it off a couple times, get them sipping my BCAAs, throw it back on there. But it's amazing to me how many people... I mean, I don't know. Everybody has a different preference, but there's so many people in there that didn't have masks on. Because it's required when you're walking around. But, like, when you're working out... It's not necessarily required. It's just like when you're walking around the spaces at the gym. But I guess that's the same thing as like going to a restaurant and taking your mask off. Like I feel comfortable enough going to a restaurant and taking my mask off.
Well, but I think the difference for me, I agree with you. I think, but I think the difference is at a restaurant, you go sit down. And then for us, when we get up and go to the restroom,
we put our mask back on. To the restroom. Yeah.
And most people do. You see most people putting their mask back on. But when you're sitting at your table, you're not moving. Like when you're at the gym, though, you're moving around each other. You're picking up the same weights.
Yeah.
So there is a lot more contact possibility there. So I feel like, I feel like in the gyms, I just think that, yeah, sure, there's going to be people that complain about it. But I feel like just why can't you make masks
mandatory at the gym the whole time?
Maybe you can say maybe the cardio machines, maybe that's a place where you can say, you know what, you're stationary at the cardio machine, you're not crossing paths with other people, you're distanced,
and they usually have the two blocked have the two blocked off. It's like every other,
that's what I'm saying. So you're socially distanced and you're not going to move from that until you're done. So I think that maybe the cardio machines, you can take your mask off, but if you're walking around the weight area working out, you're going to a machine that someone else just got on, I feel like this mask should be mandatory. Like, it's not that big of a deal. The people that complain about it are going to complain regardless.
That's true. It was interesting. They did have, when I went the last time, they had sporadic stations where they had, like, you know, bottles of spray and you pick up your towel and then you grab the spray and whatever. But this time,
they have bottles.
They have individual bottles. You grab, take it with you. Instead of like grabbing a towel, like a sweat towel, you grab a towel and a bottle so that you can wipe down everything that you use. And I thought that was cool because it wasn't like that when I was earlier.
So they're doing better.
They're disinfecting the bottles. Like, you set it down separately when you're leaving so they can disinfect it before somebody else grabs it. Yeah. So I thought that was good.
Yeah.
That was good to see.
That's definitely good. I mean, I think so. Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's nice to kind of have that option to go back and do it again.
We're paying for it. We've been paying for it. It's so funny. My friend was telling me that they had put theirs on pause back in, like, April. And I was like, I never even thought to do that. We've been paying for this membership and ain't been damn time.
We helping the kids.
We should have put that mug on pause. So if you listening and you got a gym membership and you still paying for it and you ain't going, throw that mug on pause. Put it on pause until January, when you know everybody and their mama gonna be in the gym.
That's right.
Regardless of what Corona is doing, because they got to lose them pounds.
Lose them pounds. So speaking of pause, let's put this podcast on pause so we can do this first sponsor.
Okay, so today's sponsor is one that we have talked about multiple times before, and it is BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And BetterHelp was great because if there has ever been a time where you've had something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, I know right now is kind of like a high stress, high anxiety time. We've got, you know, the pandemic, we've got the election, we have so many things, like people can't see their loved ones,
the holidays coming around.
The holidays are coming up. So it's a high anxiety time. And BetterHelp will help assess your needs and match you with their own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It is not a crisis line, though. So it's not self-help. It's a professional counseling service, so it's done securely online. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in your area. And they service clients worldwide. So wherever you are, you can have access to this. So you log into your account anytime, you send a message to your counselor, and then you get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video and or phone sessions. So you don't have to sit like uncomfortable, you know, in that uncomfortable waiting room. Like, you know, you never know who's going to come in the door, who's going to come out, is somebody going to see you? Like, it's kind of awkward. Been there, done that. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if necessary, because we've both spoke about this and how important it is for you to feel comfortable with your therapist, because if you don't feel comfortable, you're not going to get the full benefits.
So get a new one.
Therapy, exactly. It's more affordable than traditional online counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily at www.betterhelp.com/reviews. And for our peeps, if you go to betterhelp.com/LMO, that's better, H-E-L-P, you can join over 1 million people who have already taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So we have a special offer for our Let's Make Out listeners, and you get 10% off of your first month, and that's betterhelp.com/LMO.
So, that's right. And so they've been growing so much that actually they, you know, have been doing like recruiting in all 50 states.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, they've
been expanding.
Yeah, been expanding.
People have been using it. So
absolutely. So, yeah, just check them out. We definitely recommend them. And all right. So.
All right. Questions.
Yes. Question time.
Question time.
All right.
All right. We're going back to the book of questions.
The book of questions. Okay. There you go.
We haven't unpacked, so I don't know where the rest of them
are. We do not.
So give me a number. It's hot in here.
Let's go with 136.
Getting so hot.
No. 46.
Oh.
For the 46th president.
President of the United States. That we're hoping for today. The United States of America. Question. Do you think that other countries have as much pride as America? Like, why do we feel like we are the best country? Do other countries feel like they're the best? Like, I feel like we're so arrogant.
Yes,
like,
we are.
I mean, there are great things that we do have, but like...
No, I think that,
I wonder if other countries have pride like we do.
Yeah, I think America suffers from a lack of humility as a country as a whole. That doesn't mean people. That doesn't mean you individually or us individually. It just means
just as a country,
what we portray to the world, especially when you know you have the wrong people in charge.
Yeah,
we'll just say that.
Yeah,
like you. I mean, you know, when you're in charge, whether people agree with you or not, this is what people are going to think of America.
It is.
Right?
Yep.
So some people are going to love the person in charge and say, America's great. Some people are going to dislike America and say, wow, America's a joke.
Yeah.
And we don't like that place. Mm-hmm. All those people are like that, which is not the case. But,
That was just a random thought that I thought.
Yeah, I think that, we definitely, we have a lot of haters out there in the world. And you know, some of it's not our fault. And some of it is, you know, it's just a difference in religion, you know, I mean, there's so many things. And some of it is our fault, I think.
Well, I feel like these questions are quite horrible. 46. Oh, okay. Yeah. 45 was bad.
Well, 45 is bad.
I would say about as bad as the 45th. Okay. Would you be happier with more control over what happens in your life or more control over your response to what happens? How could you gain more such control?
I think that, well, I mean, let's be honest. You can't necessarily fully control what happens in your life all the time. You don't have
the power to control it all.
You don't have, you know, we don't have complete control of what happens in our life. You have the ability to, you know, try to make something happen, right? Yeah. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. But what you do have control of is how you respond.
Mm-hmm.
How you respond to what happens, you know, whether it happens what you wanted, you get that. You have, you know, the ability to respond in a way. If it doesn't happen for you, then you have the ability to respond in a way. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's what I want to make sure that I'm always good at, you know.
Is your response
because that's what I can control.
That is the one thing that we can control. We can do everything, make all the plans, do all the things, and it still just may not turn out the way we want to. But how you respond is a game changer,
and it says a lot about you.
Yeah,
as a person,
a game changer.
Yeah,
and it's crazy. I opened up my Jesus Calling app. Have you read it today?
Good. Yeah, it was a good one.
But it goes right along with this. So I'm going to read it. This is the Jesus Calling app from today, November 3rd. Every time something thwarts your plans or desires, use that as a reminder to communicate with me. This practice has several benefits. The first is obvious. Talking with me blesses you and strengthens our relationship. Another benefit is that disappointments, instead of dragging you down, are transformed into opportunities for good. This transformation removes the sting from difficult circumstances, making it possible to be joyful in the midst of adversity. Begin by practicing this discipline in all the little disappointments of daily life. It is often these minor setbacks that draw you away from my presence. When you reframe setbacks as opportunities, you find that you will gain much more than you have lost. It is only after much training that you can accept major losses in this positive way. But it is possible to attain the perspective of the Apostle Paul, who wrote, compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, I consider everything I once treasured to be as insignificant as rubbish. And then the scriptures for this is many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Proverbs 19:21. And then devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Colossians 4:2. And then the last one is, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ. And that's Philippians 3:7-8.
Yeah.
So that I read that because literally it's all about how you respond to things.
Absolutely.
Like,
I think,
man.
I did an Instagram post yesterday, literally saying just that is like, you know, like when you're, you know, saying something similar to the fact of like when you're trying to spread positivity and, you know, love and hope and just. It's not always going to be easy. Mm-hmm. It's not going to always go the way that you want. You're not going to always have a good reception. You might.
That's true.
But it's not about the reception that you receive. It's not about the rewards that you get. It's about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate reward doesn't come from this world.
Right. How does God see you?
Yeah. The ultimate reward doesn't come from someone else's opinion. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important, just to think about how you respond to things.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're not responding in a way that, you know, I mean, think about too, is if you're not responding in a way that is even worth it. Like if you're upset because something didn't happen and you respond in a certain way, did it help anything?
Mm-hmm.
Did your response help change anything? If it did, awesome. You know, if you were wrong, then you figure out a way to make it right to help people along with, then awesome, that's great. But if it's not, then you gotta like reframe your thinking. Okay,
you know,
what way can I respond that's gonna be beneficial for me in the long run, and also potentially, you know, show someone else that there's, you know, a possibility. You know,
right? True. And I was just gonna say the flip side of that is this is not to say not to feel the feelings.
Oh, or feel not the to feelings, feel the thing, absolutely.
Like, but. You got to decide how long you'll sit in that feeling. Feel the feeling, yes, but let it pass. Like, don't stay there if it doesn't have to be. Like, especially if it's a negative feeling or a negative thought. Like, negative thoughts, like, we don't even have to accept those. Like, literally, we can cast them away. Like, you don't even have to accept these thoughts that come to you. But, like, you know, if you're hurt or you're angry or you're sad or whatever, it's totally okay to feel the feeling. Like,
no,
it's okay to feel the feeling,
but
when you get wrapped up in it and it takes over your day or your mood or your, like, your everything, like, that's when you have to think about, okay, how can I reframe this? Or, you know what, I'm only giving myself, and I talk about this with my therapist, like, give yourself, like, we worked on me, you know, things upsetting me for like a couple days. To, okay, maybe just 24 hours. Okay, what about just an hour? Like, literally, you control how much time you give the thing.
Yeah.
So don't let it
just
take your whole
everything. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that I think that's great. I think what I want to add to that is when it comes to relation to responding, is feel the feeling, process the feeling, and then respond.
Mm.
Don't feel it, respond, and then process.
Yes.
Because most of us respond immediately after we feel the feeling.
Yep.
And that's where mistakes can happen, right? Because you haven't even processed it.
Yeah.
You're in your feelings.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So feel the feeling, process the feeling, and then respond.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, there's been many, I can say I've done it, I'm sure you can, that you've felt the feeling, responded, and then regretted after you've processed.
Yeah. Yep.
So let's
say something you didn't mean or you didn't want to say. Maybe you meant it, but you didn't want to say exactly. it. Like, you know, it's just all the things. And that also ties into like being okay. It's okay to not say anything.
Absolutely. After you process, like, if you don't want to address it, you don't have to. That's your choice. Yeah. But you owe it to yourself to feel it and to process it. You don't owe it to yourself to respond if you don't feel you need to.
Yeah. Like, you know, and that can help with relationships too. Like, you don't have to have the last word. You don't have to one up the other person. Like, sometimes it's okay to just let it die for a second. Both of you take your time, think about it, and process it, and come back when you can actually talk about things.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, so many ways you can look at that. That was a good question.
It was a great question.
That was a great question. Let's hope my question is just as good.
No, man, jeez.
Let's go with,
Oh, crap. It's a crap question. Crap question. I can already tell.
Is it crap for real?
No, it's just funny. Oh. If you were attracted to someone of another race, in what ways, if any, would your behavior with them differ from someone of your own race? And why?
Story of my life.
Yeah, so I feel like we probably need another question.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's not different. It's literally like, it's not a major difference. Like, there will always be a difference, yes. I mean,
absolutely.
There are certain things that I will probably just never relate to, certain things he may just never relate to, but literally, like, the ins and outs in the daily life, like, it's the same thing. Like,
yeah, I think
love is the same. Like, it's not.
The love is the same. And I think that even though we can't relate to each other in, you know, when it comes to maybe, you know, like being a black woman or being a white man, we can strive to understand from the other side. Yeah. And I think that's the important piece, is that we're striving to understand from the other person's perspective that we can never relate to because we're not.
Yeah, you won't ever
relate. We won't ever relate. I
would never be able to relate to being a black man.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's why I've said that many times, that I just because, you know, I have a lot of, you know, friends that are black men, doesn't mean that I can relate to being a black man. I will never be able to relate to that, but I can strive every day to understand what it feels like to be a black man, to support my friends.
Yeah.
But love is pure love is love, man.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and that's what we've really discovered in our marriage. How about 146?
Oh, okay. I was going to say 146. And then I thought maybe I had done that one before.
Wow.
This mug looks lengthy.
It is.
What are they talking about? This is so funny. Read it.
A psychotic online stalker fixates on you and mounts a relentless assault to ruin you through threatening emails, public postings, and horrible accusations and vile notes to your family, friends, and acquaintances. The authorities can do nothing, and everything else has failed to help. Only two options remain: learn to live with it, or pay a large sum to someone who will discreetly find and kill the person. Which would you choose? That's hilarious.
I mean, you learn to live with it. Story of my life. You learn to live with it. Like, and if you and here's the real talk. That's not one person. So you get rid of this one person, somebody else springs up and does the same thing. Like, literally, you can't please everybody. Somebody gonna be mad. You're just gonna have to learn to live with it.
Yeah, you learn to live with it, and they're gonna have to learn to live with their anger and bitterness for however long they decide to hold on to it.
Right, like,
You
fixate on whatever you want to, and I'm gonna fixate on whatever I need to.
Exactly. And we gonna keep getting these blessings, because God is good.
That's the funniest. Why are my questions not like? I need another question. Let's do a do over.
Let's see.
105.
Let's see.
305. Take it to that. Is that bothering y'all? Sorry.
When has your life changed dramatically as a result of some seemingly random influence or occurrence?
I feel like lots of times. Yes. Meeting Chad, saying yes to Chad, you know, all of this stuff has happened. But before then, I'd say the seemingly innocent thing of me buying a MacBook Pro because I wanted a new laptop.
Yeah, I agree.
Started a whole a whole thing that you now know is Gay Babe TV.
Which is crazy.
Like, literally, that you now know is Let's Make Out Podcast, that you now know is Gay Flowers. That, I mean, like, literally all of the things. I opened up my laptop at my nana's house and was like, hey, y'all, I got this webcam. I'm about to start talking to y'all. Who y'all was, I have no idea. I don't know who y'all were.
Exactly.
But literally, like, I just upgraded my laptop and it had a webcam. And the rest is history.
That's right. That's crazy.
Like, it is crazy.
It's true, though. I mean, think it's about it. It's so crazy. It's a definition of just, you
it's
know.
It's crazy.
It's a definition. What it proves is, like, that when you go into something, like, when you do something with no real intentions, you know, like, other than maybe just venting, you know, maybe just having an outlet. Mm-hmm.
It was my outlet.
It was your outlet. That's literally you never, you didn't go into it like, you know, and just saying, you know, oh, one day this is going to be my full-time business. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always cool if that happens, but yeah. That's not, that you just never know what God has for you.
That's true.
But you know, you can look back at moments. If you're a believer, you can look back at moments and see things, how they happened.
Yeah.
And be like, man. Wow.
Thank you, God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. You know, and that's, and that goes for the good things and the bad things. It goes for your mistakes. That goes for your successes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happened for a reason. Yeah. You know, you have been hurt by people and you have hurt people. Unfortunately, that, you know, that we've all made mistakes like that. But that's part of your life story. It's part of what was in your,
hopefully, there was a lesson.
There was a lesson. You know, you got to take the lesson from it, right? You know, and it's just, it's crazy. That's what that moment is there for you. Mm-hmm. It's just.
It is crazy.
A moment of just. Of innocence and vulnerability.
Oh my goodness, so much vulnerability. Like, literally
turned into
just,
this.
Yeah, which I think is because there was so much vulnerability and authenticity. I think that's kind of what has carried on.
No, through. I think the donut burger is what carries you on. That's
his one of my early videos. Me and a friend went to the state fair. And I filmed us trying the donut burger, which is actually really, really good.
It sounds fire.
Like, it's,
I've never had it though.
So good, and I have not had it at the state fair since then.
We're gonna get it next year.
We have a state fair next year.
We're
gonna
get
it.
Yes, we're gonna get it.
Isn't that crazy? If we have a state fair next year, like, all of these, you know, everybody is like, man, can we cancel 2020? But what if 2021 is the exact same? Like, who says that January 1st? Everything is going to be different.
It's not.
Like, it's not. This is going to keep going. Like,
yeah, no, we've got some time.
It's so crazy.
I think that there will be some. It's funny. I was actually vlogging earlier, and I shared the news with Gabrielle. So I had, it's not a huge deal or anything, but I had applied to be on the triathlon team for a brand that I like. Mm-hmm. And so
it's a big thing.
I mean, but I mean, I don't think it's like major. I mean, I didn't do anything other than just apply, you know.
I mean, but you had to get accepted.
Yeah, so basically, it's Zoot, Z-O-O-T, is a big triathlon brand that was founded in Kona, Hawaii, which is where the Ironman World, you know, the Ironman started. The Ironman World Championships are in Kona, and. So I just applied. I wanted to be, because I know that you get a discount, and I know that the team kit is really cool. It has my favorite color, one of my favorite colors, which is
that lime green,
bright
yellow. Yeah.
I love that color. That's my favorite color outside of gray. And so I applied. I got the email today saying that I was accepted. And they only accept so many people, out of the States. So that was pretty cool. So I showed her, but then I was talking about in the vlog today that I've decided that 2021, you know, barring, you know, COVID not being, you know, under control or gone, which that's what we're praying for, not just so I can do a triathlon, but just in general, so that there's no more people dying and nobody else getting sick. That's the important piece. But I said that 2021 is the year that I want to do the full Ironman.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's
really,
let's do it, man. Let's do it.
I have so many feelings about this full Ironman.
Let's do it. I mean,
I feel like, how much, and I don't want to be a dream killer, but how much time do you need to train for that? Like,
I mean, it'll be 6 to 8 months of training.
Yeah.
But
so like fall or late summer.
I'm thinking about Louisville.
Oh, okay.
You know, unless we want to do a destination. I mean, it'd be fun. I think it would be fun to do a destination. Maybe I think the one that would be that I thought would be really fun would be Panama City, Florida, because then, you know, my family can come. They can drive down and we can make it like a family event.
Yeah.
And that's in like August, I think. So it's in the hot time of the year.
Longer than around our anniversary.
But no, it's not. Okay. But the thing is that, I mean, I did Muncie in July and it was 90 something degrees.
Man, when I tell you it was so hot.
I mean, it was so hot.
It was so hot.
And so I can do, if I can do it here. Then I can definitely do it. Yeah, in the dead of summer in Indiana, which is super humid. It would literally was. I mean, the water was 89 degrees here, so it was steaming hot, and I got it done. So, yeah, I think it's time. I mean, it's been literally.
It's
time! 5 rounds and for the UFC undisputed light. Okay. but yeah, no, I just, it's time, man. I've been wanting to do this for, you know, since I was a kid, a man. So. Time. Yeah. It's time. It's 2021 will be the year that I become an Iron Man.
Okay, Iron Man.
In my Team Zoot
suit.
Bib.
Your Team Suit Zoot. Team Zoot Suit.
Team Zoot Suit.
Team Zoot
10
suit.
Times. Fast.
Team Zoot Suit. Team Zoot. One time.
But yeah, so that's it. But I'm going to do some smaller, you know, sprint triathlons along the way. And then.
When you decide to do the full Iron Man. That's the only one you do that you like. You don't do a half and a full.
No, I might do a half.
Will a half help you get?
Yes.
It'll help you.
Okay. It'll be like a marker. So I might still do Muncie again.
Okay.
Because that'll be in July and then October. Then I have from July to October to continue the training. You always train for, I'm always going to train for the full.
Yeah.
But you do the half to see how you're doing.
See how you do. Okay.
And plus I want to do it again because I almost pulled out of that, you know, that one. So.
You were not going to go. He called me and was like. I'm going to do it. He went to go pick up his thing.
Just because I paid for
it. Just because he paid for it. He's like, well, let me get my stuff. I'm not going to do it. He rolls up in there and calls me like.
I'm doing it. I hadn't been training for like, I got sick.
Done a triathlon at all that
No, year? I hadn't done a triathlon. I had been sick, remember? Yes. For like, I was like 2 or 3 weeks. I had a cold.
Yes.
Couldn't train. But I said I was going to do it.
He did it.
And I did it.
He did it.
And so with the right training. I'm going to do
You'll
it.
You'll be prepared.
I'm going to be an Iron Man.
Okay,
Iron Man. When I come across there, they're going to be like, Chad Rader from Indianapolis, Indiana. You are an Iron Man. That's what they say.
Whenever
you cross an actual Iron Man.
When you finish it.
Not a 70.3.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a half.
Exactly.
So
but
you a half Iron Man.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't. But it's those words, you are an Iron Man, that you get like when that. You cross the. Yeah. So I'm excited.
Okay.
So that's why I'd be dope to put in a place where family could be there.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You know, looking like, you know.
We can all like, we can make a thing. We can caravan. I'm not driving to Florida. So,
so funny.
I don't know. Well, I guess if we break it up, we split it up.
Yeah, I think I would want to drive because.
Well, yeah, because you'd have your bike.
I don't want to get a bike case. Mm-hmm. I don't travel enough to where I need a bike case. Mm-hmm. Bike cases, you know, that's $300-$400. Then plus you have to take apart your bike, put
that's
it in there.
It?
No, but
it's $300-$400.
Well, no. No, it's not that expensive, but then you take your bike apart, put it in there.
You have to. Oh, it's not something that
there's
you
been
can,
too
like,
many no too many horror stories
the whole
of
bike as
of
one.
Your bikes getting lost, bike getting broken.
Oh no, we don't want to chance that.
Exactly, like so.
What do you do? You just buy a replacement bike.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm not interested. So for me,
but yeah, I guess we split it up a little bit.
Yeah, we go down to Alabama, hang with the family, and then we all kind of caravan down there.
Yeah, that would be fun.
And then you know, make the weekend of it because it's probably going to be on a Saturday. Or a Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And then, yeah, I think it'd just be dope. And I think it would be, I would love to be able to do it with all of my family.
Yeah.
And all of my family down. We can have your mom.
Yeah,
mom and Gracie
come. Nana can roll.
We get us a nice place, get a big Airbnb in Panama City. Make it a family, like, vacation to the beach, you know. Yeah. It'd be dope.
Okay. Well, what is that date?
I'll find out for sure.
Make sure it ain't on the 20th, around the
20th. Yeah. But yeah. So that's the goal.
Vetoing all of that, okay? Because we're going somewhere for our 10th year wedding anniversary.
So that's the goal. We're going to do it.
Yeah. Awesome. Look at you. Okay.
I'm excited.
Learn something new. Y'all heard it here the same time
that's
as
right.
me.
Oh, update on the planners. Because we told you about
the planners
are officially finalized. They are finalized. I mean, I went back and forth. Great. I mean... great team that I've been working with as far as, you know, overseas, and she's been super awesome. But it's finalized. I got the order today to place the order and pay for it. to start production.
So proud of
you. So excited. And so just to keep, just to give you a quick, there'll be two different color of like a men's version, but mm-hmm. but they'll be dope if you're a woman that likes black or gray,
yeah,
then bam, you'll love it too. So but then there's a pink version that is that's for the ladies. That's dope. I love the pink version. I think it turned out really good. Gabrielle had a lot of say in helping me figure out that final piece.
Yeah, I had to look out.
And so yes, so there will be three options.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
And they're undated, so
You even if you bought them in January or February,
you'd be able to use it.
They're undated. So 52 weeks undated, so you can use it from the day you start till 52 weeks later. So
exciting.
Yeah, we're very excited. So that's happening.
I'm proud of you, love. You did all proud that of you. On your own.
Thank you, boo. And guess what else is? Guess what else is in the mail?
Oh, booty bands.
They are in the mail.
They are on their way. So they will be on sale the week of Thanksgiving. So if you're on my email list for Gabe Fix Fitness, and if you've already signed up for the wait list, you will have first dibs to purchase because I only ordered so many of them. So if you're on that wait list, you'll definitely know before everybody else so you can get your
booty. Yeah, and depending on the response, if a lot of you still want some after they're gone,
some more,
then we will order some more and get them here. So it's exciting.
You know, just trying out new things.
That's so right.
Yeah, let's see. So we didn't really have a topic for today's podcast. We just kind of like chopping it up.
Chopping it. Just
chop it.
Yeah, chopping it up.
Do we have an Ask Gabe and Babe? I got all the songs, okay? Well, like, literally.
I'm going to look for Ask Gabe and Babe, and she's going to... And actually, you look for an Ask Gabe and Babe.
I was about to say, I did the last one.
Exactly. And I'm going to
look for an Ask.
There you go. And I'm going to knock out our final sponsor for this year's podcast. So, this episode is also brought to you by Magic Spoon. We've told you about Magic Spoon. Cereal. Yeah, we are cereal eaters. I mean, plain and simple, been a cereal eater. Cereal eater. That sounds different. I've been an eater of cereal. I've been a cereal eater as well. So, like, I love cereal. We both love cereal. That's like my late night snack. Gabrielle always gets the first bite. That's just
tradition.
I don't ever. I always put when since I measure mine. I always put an extra spoonful so that way I still get my macros, and she gets her bite. But the thing is with traditional cereal, you know, lots of carbs, lots of sugar, sometimes unhealthy. And, you know, and some of you probably just don't want to eat that. For whatever reason, whether it's a health issue or you're just trying to lose weight, cut back on sugar and carbs, then, you know, Magic Spoon is a great way to actually do that. So they actually, a little bit about them, zero sugars, 11 grams of protein, which is amazing, 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. So they have 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Let's try this again. On 3... Which is your favorite, sweetie? 1, 2, fruity.
Fruity. Wait. I've been waiting for 3.
On 3. 1, 2, fruity.
I still think it should be 1, 2, 3, fruity.
Okay, after 3. 1, 2, 3, fruity. You're so cute. It tastes amazing. Definitely too good to be true. You're thinking probably this is a healthy cereal that tastes...
It's good.
Bad. It's good. Keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. So you can actually go to magicspoon.com/LMO to grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use our promo code LMO at checkout to get free shipping. And they're so confident in their product at Magic Spoon that it's back with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Mm. So that's magicspoon.com/LMO and use the code LMO for free shipping. So thanks again to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast. So check them out. So did you find one, Shouty?
I'm trying. I got distracted because I got an alert that my order was shipped or that my order was delivered, y'all. I ordered a couple pieces from Beyonce's
Ivy cute.
Park. And I'm like, ooh, is this my Ivy Park stuff? So I got distracted. But
she's so cute.
I think that I found one. This is actually from a guy.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's not a lot of times that we get guys that, you know, send us Ask Gabe and Babe. So if you're a guy that's listening, don't be afraid to, you know, send in your situations. We want to hear about those too. So this is from, he doesn't say that he wants to be anonymous. So this is from Nick. Hey, Nick.
What's up, Nick?
You read it.
Okay. It's long. Okay. First, let me say I really enjoy your podcast. We appreciate you. Thank you. I watch it on YouTube. I'm hoping you can give me some advice on your next video. I'll get right to the point. I injured my girlfriend, not on purpose. It was an accident, a very bad accident. Though she'll be okay eventually. Okay, here's what happened. We decided to live together and get an apartment. While helping me clean my old apartment, I got a stepladder and was changing a kitchen ceiling light bulb. At the same time, my girlfriend was also in the kitchen cleaning the sink. As I climbed back down the ladder, I missed one of the rungs of the ladder, propelled backwards, barreling into the love of my life. Thing is, she broke my leg but ended up injured.
Wait, what?
Thing is, she broke my fall, but ended up injured. Okay.
She broke his fall.
As in breaking two bones in her leg.
Ooh.
Wow. Fracturing her elbow and straining ligaments in her neck. Wow. Now she is in a toe to thigh cast on her right leg. Her entire left arm is in a cast, and she is in a hard neck brace. She will be like this for about a month. I've apologized till I'm blue in the face. I've gotten her flowers, her favorite foods. I've waited on her hand and foot, showered her with gifts and attention. She has forgiven me, but I still feel so guilty. In a way, I wish she would have just screamed at me in order to leave some of my guilt. But I know she would never do that. Do you have any suggestions or advice on how we, or maybe it's just me, could get through this? I seriously wish it was me who had gotten injured. Thank you for taking my question. I really hope you can help. Sincerely, feeling incredibly guilty, Nick.
Aww.
Well.
I'm sorry, Nick.
Yeah. Sorry
to the girlfriend also.
Yeah,
did you say her name?
I don't think that her name is in there. Yeah, so, I mean.
What's your advice, love?
I mean, it from what you're saying, it was an accident.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally were just doing stuff in the ladder, and you missed your step, and you fell, and you know, and you fell into her. I mean, I think that. It's not like you did a WWE moment and you jumped off the top ladder to elbow drop her. I mean, you know, I mean, it seems like an accident. Yeah. And I think that this is, and I think that you know, of course you feel guilty. If I ever injured Gabrielle on an accident like that, I would feel, you know, guilty as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel horrible because you just love your life. You don't ever want to hurt them in any way. But I think that the important piece is that, you're there, you're trying to, you know, you're helping however you can. You cannot take the casts from her, you can't take the pain, but you can be there. Mm-hmm. And you can continue to just support and reassure that it's all going to be good. But I would also say, I'm sure that she doesn't want to hear you say I'm sorry
a million times
a day. Mm-mm. Because if she said she's forgiven you, then take that. It seems like you've probably apologized a million times.
Yeah.
Because you've said it in this email a million times, which is awesome. That shows that you are, you know, that you are sorry.
Yeah.
You didn't. It's not like you meant to do it. But take the opportunities of where you would be saying sorry to instead reassure, you know, spend quality time, mm-hmm. pray with her, pray for quick and expedient healing where her body will be better than it was even before, stronger than before. Find out ways that you guys can use this time to become closer.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's, you know, reading books together, devotion, a new devotion, whatever it may be. But I think that you're on the right path of, but you've got to forgive yourself too.
Right. Yeah. I'll let you jump in with that. Yeah. Like, yeah, you have to forgive yourself, especially that, you know, especially when you know that she has forgiven you, like, accidents straight up happen. Like, and then you have to look at this, like, thank God that it was only that, you know, like, that it's only a broken, I know you want to say only a broken leg, but, you know, it could have been worse. So thank God that it wasn't worse.
Yeah.
And that you both are still alive and okay.
Yeah.
And she will heal. And, you know, all you can do is just be there to support her through the healing.
Absolutely.
You know, like, it's, and it may take some time for that guilt to go away. It's totally okay, but it's it was an accident. I think you have to just keep letting yourself know that
I didn't do it on purpose.
An accident. You did not mean to do it on purpose. Like, it's just one of those things that happened. And, you know, help however you can. Take her to the doctor when she needs to go. Like, be there, prop her leg up if she needs it. You know what I'm saying? I'm assuming you guys have moved in, so you guys are living together. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, help out the best that you can, but you don't have to. It didn't have to be overboard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to turn this into it's about you. And yeah. How, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those things. It's like, I get it. Okay, thank you. You apologize. But like, she's the one that's actually hurt here.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that as long as you have sincerely apologized.
And she says she's forgiven you.
She has forgiven you. You are fine. Just keep doing what you would do as an awesome boyfriend. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like the things that you were probably doing before, just keep that up.
Yeah, like, keep it up. Like this is not know, this is a time where
you can do that can magically make her better. Like
I agree. I think that what we always say is that, you know, relationships become rocky when there was no foundation. Mm-hmm. When something happens and there was no foundation prior, that's when relationships start to struggle. It seems like, you know, hopefully you've built this foundation in your relationship where you treated her good already. You did things for her already. You were there for her already.
Yeah.
You loved her really good already. So this right now is not a moment where, you know, the relationship is going to fall apart because this happened. I'm sure that she understands you didn't mean to do this.
Yeah.
This is an unfortunate incident, an accident that happened. But if there's love, the foundation is built there, then you guys are going to get through this.
Yeah.
But it's not going to help for you to sit in being guilty and feeling sorry for yourself every day because, oh my God, I can't believe I did this. Mm-hmm. Of course you didn't want to do this. Of course you can't believe this happened. But what does that do at this point?
Yeah.
You didn't mean to miss your step on the ladder. It is what it is. Throw the ladder away, buy you a new ladder. That relationship, I think you end the relationship with that ladder.
Cursed, okay?
I think that you and that ladder, you end the relationship right now. Like that ladder is no longer in your life. And you tell your girlfriend, like, look, I've let the ladder go.
Right.
We're moving on. And you buy a new ladder together when she's out of her cast. I'm not playing. I mean, but I'm joking, but at the same time.
You have to find a way to like lighten the mood.
Lighten the mood. So, yeah.
Yeah. One day, this is a story you guys will tell and you will laugh about it.
Go tell her that you dumped the ladder and the ladder's gone out your life. And she might laugh.
Yeah.
And you know what? You guys will go find your own ladder together. You know, like, I mean, but I think that, yeah, like Gabrielle said, you cannot sit and be miserable every day because she doesn't want to sit and be miserable every day.
Yeah.
She's dealing with it. The physical and the pain, you know, and even the emotional of being in a cast. Being in a cast sucks.
Yeah, I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I can imagine it's the worst.
It's the worst. Yeah. So she doesn't need your misery to come in there and compound on hers.
Yeah.
Find out a way to make her laugh, make her smile, and for her to be reassured that it's all going to be good. Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to be, again, like Gabriel said, laughing about this.
Yeah.
Years down the road.
Years down the road.
Yeah. You remember that one time I fell off the ladder?
Exactly.
And, you know, elbow dropped you in the cast.
And all of that stuff. Yeah. It'll be a funny story at some point.
It will because, you know, that. But we will pray that she is healed, you know, 110%.
Yes.
And that your guilt does go away and that you guys, you know, move on and everything's good from this.
Yeah. Thanks for sending
that in, thank you, Nick. We appreciate you.
Our love to you and the girlfriend.
Yes. If we had her name, we would say her name, but
we
don't.
Right? So keep us updated. All of that.
Please let us know.
If anybody is listening and you have a dilemma, a situation, a question, just anything that you would like to get our non-professional opinion on, because we are not professionals.
We're opinionizing the crap out of this, okay?
Telling you what we think about it, then feel free to send it in. You can email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. You can put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line so we know you want it read on the podcast. You can tweet us at letsmakeoutpod. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube Let's Make Out Podcast.
That's right. And we would appreciate if you would, wherever you're listening to this, if you would rate and review, especially on iTunes. It definitely helps to grow the family here, grow the peeps, and also get this podcast out to more people that hopefully it can help. If you're watching, subscribe to the channel, thumbs up.
And share it with a friend.
Share it with a friend. All that good stuff. We appreciate it.
We love y'all.
We love y'all. And we hope that you continue. And we will try to continue to spread, you know, positivity, mm-hmm. love, and hope. And because that's what the world needs a lot of right now.
Absolutely.
So
we'll see you guys next week. Same place. Same time.
Same place.
I know. I should have said same time, same place, but it came out
same
wrong. Same place, same time. You hear?
And we'll talk to you
y'all
later,
come
y'all.
Back now, you hear?
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bless you. All right, y'all. We'll talk to you next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.